Aloha, this is Ethan of the Love, Detoxify, and Inspire Show podcast. Today, we're going to talk about energetic imprints in food. Have you ever wondered how food affects our mood? There's actually been many books written on this topic. Many people talk about it. And even in nutrition, doctors and health experts will talk about how the food we eat affects how we feel. I'd like to take it a little bit deeper. I've always been curious, since a child, what energy was in the food. For example, I noticed that I would feel differently, I would have different thoughts when I ate different foods. And I wasn't sure, was it me? Was it just a chemical reaction? Or was it possible that there were actually thought forms and emotions stored inside of the food? I did a long water fast a few years ago. And at the end of the water fast, I broke the fast with fresh juices and water. Well, actually, I was already drinking water, so I didn't break the fast with water. But I drank juices and water for a little over a week, and then I had fresh fruit. And then, for the first time in over a month, I went into the health food store, and I saw all the different foods that they had there that I hadn't been exposed to in a while. And just by being in that energetic field, I literally had different thoughts and different feelings, and I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe that I was sensing so strongly the energy from the food. And now you could say, well, maybe it was just my mind. Maybe I saw the food, I had the memory, and then I had the thought or the feeling associated with that memory based on the stimulus of seeing the food. Now that's possible, but it was a very distinct feeling inside. It wasn't just a thought, it wasn't just a memory. This was actually, it felt like the food was communicating to me. So that made me think, well, if it's possible that there are thought forms and emotional forms in food, then are there degrees? Are there negative emotions? Are there positive? Are there neutral emotions and or neutral thoughts? And how does it affect the human body? What if one food has a negative emotion, such as the desire to hurt someone else, but one person would interpret that and take that energy in a different way than somebody else? Maybe one person can process that energy easier than another person. So then, going even deeper, I noticed for the first time when I ate certain foods, I had different emotions and feelings. And again, I believe that this is more than just a chemical reaction inside of the body. If it was just a chemical reaction, then the body would process it pretty quickly, and the emotions and thoughts wouldn't be there lingering on afterwards. But I noticed that the emotions and thoughts did linger afterwards, and I had to process those in addition to the physical processing of the chemicals in the food. It's a lot of this is just theory. For me, it's a fact. It's in a subjective experience. But as far as objective science studying this, I don't know if it's been done. Now, maybe they show how the chemicals can affect the hormones and things like that. But as far as the energy in the food, I don't know if that's been studied. But the cool thing is that you can experiment on yourself. You know, you don't have to have a scientific study for everything that you validate in your life and in your direct experience. And another aspect of this, and this is going a little bit deeper, is that if there are energy and thought forms in foods, what if there is a negative force in the universe that is acting through the foods? Now, I don't want to use fear at all because that's not productive. And actually, once in a while, it can be productive to be in a little bit of healthy fear, fearing that you won't live in integrity, fearing that you won't follow your heart, fearing that you might, I don't know, not live to your highest potential. That's a healthy fear if you don't take it too far. You could use that as motivation to better serve love. But the point is, I'm not trying to use fear when I share this, but I'm saying that I feel like there's a dark energy in the earth that is actually, it has to honor free will because that's a law of this planet, but it can act in a almost like a secondary way, passive way. It can act through the food, and then us humans voluntarily eat that food. No one's forcing us to, unless we're a child, no one is forcing us to eat that food. And if we are in poverty, on a certain level, we're being forced to. But most of us are not being forced to eat certain foods. We have several options, especially in this abundant and excessive Western world. So the thought forms, I believe, are stored in the food and in the vaccines. This is a whole other topic. And then we eat them, and it affects our mind, it affects our energy field, it affects our soul. There's less light that can shine through our physical body. And the cool thing is, though, even though negative thought forms can be inserted in the foods, so can positive ones. So we can counteract these negative thought forms and destructive energies in the planet by adding living foods to our energy field, foods that actually inspire us, foods that actually turn our mind on, foods that actually make us remember who we are, foods that actually increase the health of our body and energy field, foods that actually inspire us to feel motivated to take positive choices, life-giving choices, and loving choices in our life. So there's so much more that I could talk about when it comes to energy in the food, but I just wanted to give you a general idea of some different concepts and some different things to consider when looking at energy as it relates to food. And now the most important part is making positive choices. You know what a positive choice is for you. Now you can't do everything all at once, but you can take one step. So I would encourage you right now, literally in this moment, what positive steps can you take to improve your diet and lifestyle? Maybe you're not eating, so you don't have to make a healthy food choice now, but you can start in your mind having more positive thoughts. Tell yourself, if you eat hamburgers every day and you want to eat a healthier diet, you can tell yourself, I am a vegetarian. This is more of the truth of who I am than a hamburger-eating person. This is who I am. I have faith that the universe will bring me people, information, and support to make this a reality in my life. And if you are near food right now, you can make a decision to have just a little bit more healthy food and a little bit less toxic forming food in your system. And if you can do a little bit today, you'll be able to do a little bit more tomorrow. I hope this podcast is helpful for you and you can inspire yourself and inspire other people in your life. I wish you so much love, detoxification, and inspiration in every area of your life. For more information, you can go to www.ethansisser.com. ethansisser.com. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. Aloha.